This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To keep government shut down by rejecting what the Republicans themselves have written. Not us, that the Republicans themselves have written. So there's something very wrong with this picture.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
No truth to the rumor that the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is picking up trash to keep America beautiful anywhere around any of the national sites, particularly in Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we stand. Government is still shut down. We're still talking about the border wall. You heard Nancy Pelosi, who was elected Speaker of the House. It was a big day, a changing of the guard, if you will, in one of the chambers in Congress, and that, of course, is the Democrat-heavy now side of Congress versus the Senate. So it just keeps getting more interesting. First of all, Bob Ney is in our virtual green room. He's not in a hospital bed, so that's the good news. Bob, I heard that you had a heart attack, and you have three stents put in, and yet here you are. What happened?
Well, let's see. Politically, I attribute it to watching the Elizabeth Warren video.
That was brutal. Brutal. And she wants to run. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. If I was on her staff, it would give me a heart attack. But unexpected, I had one. And I didn't realize it. And the doctor looked and said, you know, about calling one of my kids because he said, you're in the middle of a major heart attack. And I went, okay. I was very calm. And, three months later,
wow.
I'm back on air. It was a shocker.
So it is a shocker. Like, how did you? So you just didn't feel well, and that's what happened?
Yeah, and I fell, so I thought it was a sort of a shoulder injury. I didn't attribute it to anything, but I didn't have the, you know, hold your chest gasping thing. But I had a little bit of pain, and so I don't have health care. And the lady over at urgent care said, hey, you don't have the symptoms, but let's do an EKG, $50. And I said, okay, put on my credit card. And then she looked at the thing, said, I'll be right back. And then I watched her kind of run down the hallway. And I thought, okay, something's not right. And then the squad came, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Unbelievable. Well,
but, you know,
certainly are glad that...
I'm Republican, Kate. They had to de-thaw my heart before treating it.
That's right. No, you don't have to see what happened with Pelosi or what the day
right.
was like, because who cares? You were too busy. You were recovering
right.
from a heart attack, so you have an excuse for sure. So how about this? The president issued a veto threat against any Democratic plan ahead of the House vote. He's saying, forget it, because the Democrats passed bills to reopen the government. It's not happening, is it?
No, and you know, Kate, this is kind of interesting because he wants $5 billion. I mean, it's honestly, that's modest. By the way, we have built portions of walls towards San Diego. They're there. This is
not
the first wall ever. A lot of people don't realize that. We've done it. We continue to do it. But, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, just how much can he gin this whole thing up? Because does Nancy Pelosi, you know, new speaker, want to embroil a 30-day fight? Now, the advocacy groups have warned Schumer, don't you dare give in. But Schumer already said, well, how about $5 billion, I think it was. Then they're not going to call it a wall. So I'm just wondering, can Trump agitate this thing to the point where Nancy Pelosi wants to get rid of it? I don't know. So this could go a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I think so. I think it goes a couple more weeks, absolutely. And you do see the trash piling up. There are other rippling effects of this. People trying to get information from the IRS, and then it makes me think, maybe they'll push the date our taxes are due if enough people complain. I'm all on board with that.
No, it's the government. I was there. You know what they're going to do?
Come on.
We'll have to pay on time. They won't give us our returns. That's what they'll do.
Oh, great.
I mean, that's a possibility. Trump's got to consider that, and everybody else. If they don't give the returns on time, well, you want to talk about a revolution. You know, that would be
yeah, there would. There will be a revolution. Hey, just as a quick aside, you know, this movie that's making some noise, and it's very satirical, it's called Vice. I don't know if you've heard about it. And, of course, it's about Dick Cheney. And I was thinking, you've heard about it, right? So I was thinking you were immortalized on film, too.
Right. Casino Jack. Well, two of them. I was in one of them, Casino Jack and the United States of Money. I was in that documentary by Alex Gibney, who did Taxi to the Dark Side, great film producer. But the other one was Casino Jack. Kevin Spacey played Jack Abramoff, and Jeff Pustil, who had been in Saw, played me. And but it's kind of fictionalized. They had me coming out of my office in handcuffs. That never happened. But yes, that was in the movie, and kind of interesting.
No kidding, kind of interesting. Well, you and I have that tie, by the way, 6 degrees of separation of Kate, I like to call it, because Jack Abramoff is, of course, the speaker and beat me out for a very big job.
Uh-oh, no kidding.
Yeah, come on. Who's more interesting? Be honest.
I didn't know that. I'll be darned. Well, I'd rather listen to you. I listened to him, and look what had happened to me. So, yeah.
That's right. Look what happened. All those days. Every time I see the sun in the morning when I wake up, I think of you. Because you said that there was nothing like seeing the sun when you came out of prison.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, right? Right. You know, yes, so speaking of that, as I kind of seg into this, we keep hearing these cries of, hey, there's more information that's going to come. Listen, the president is going to be impeached. He's going to do prison time. Have people lost their minds? I don't foresee this at all.
I don't believe it's going to happen. First of all,
no.
Nancy Pelosi, and my friends get mad at me on the left, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to impeach him. Trust me, she doesn't want to do it. She'll give some lip service to it, but she doesn't want to do it. It would take a political vacuum right out of the House for at least a year. I know. She was there and I was there during the last impeachment. You know, it stops your office from functioning. And so I know she doesn't want to do that. And the other thing is, I can't imagine where Mueller will indict him, and then Mueller might trash him, but then, I just don't know how they do it. So, and I don't think Mueller indicts him. So I think this ends with him being trashed by Mueller. But I think that's where it stops.
Right, I agree. Hey, China and the U.S. are going to hold these trade talks in Beijing. That's a big deal, and then that's coming up here shortly.
It is. You know, all these presidents, Kate, have said, I'm going to get China, you know, and Mitt Romney and Obama were out China in each other. You know, no, I'll get him more. Nobody ever did anything. And I know this has been painful, but Trump is the first one that actually carried this out. And if this happens and they have these talks, he wins on this. And then, of course, it'll help the stock market, too, because it's destabilized in part to, you know, us in China. But I think Trump has to follow this one through to the end. To me, this is even a bigger deal substance-wise than the wall for him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, take care. Rest that heart.
Absolutely. Happy to be on the planet with you. Thanks.
Boy, no kidding. We're happy you're still here. Coming up, there are some Democrats that bailed on Pelosi. Not everyone voted for her for Speaker of the House. Plus, the Southwest Airlines founder, dead at the age of 87. Lucky for me, I was able to meet him a couple of times, and he was a very, very funny man. Going to talk about that next. Here with me, Kate Delaney on ATN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
People I ever met that was not a comedian, although he kind of fancied himself one in a sense. He was a brilliant CEO, Herb Kelleher. He was dubbed the eccentric founder of Southwest Airlines. It was amazing how he came up with the idea for Southwest Airlines. And, of course, he revolutionized commercial flying and aviation, and he did something for the passengers. He made it more fun. He made it more affordable. There's no question about that. And as somebody who had a talk show twice in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because that's where Southwest Hub was, I had a chance to meet him, and we had some great conversations. And he told me he listened to my radio show, whether he did or not. He said that, and we had a conversation about politics and sports and business and everything wrapped up in between. But he had some really pithy, funny comments that I wanted to scribble down immediately as soon as they left his lips, because he was known to be that way. He had a quick tongue. What's so interesting is he was a lawyer. And he left his firm to start Southwest in the 60s. And the whole idea, because he knew from flying, was to have low-cost transportation between a couple of cities where he had to travel, Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, the big cities that were located in Texas. So then there were other competitors like Continental Airlines. They didn't want that Southwest airline in the skies. So there was even a temporary restraining order at one point. He fought the ban, and he never charged anything in legal fees. It went all the way to the Supreme Court of Texas. They ruled in the favor of Southwest. The company's known for cheap fares, lack of seating assignments, all coach cabins. Started flying in 1971 and really did revolutionize air travel. He really did. And he had that funny wit, and he treated people well. He was known for treating people who worked for him so well that they wanted to continue to work for him. So he was the executive chair from March 1978 until May of 2008, and as president and CEO from 81 through 2001. So isn't that interesting? I mean, he was so beloved, he held the chairman emeritus title when he died, and which just was the other day. So at the age of 87, he dies on Thursday after the holiday. And in his wake, he leaves all kinds of stories, a legacy. There is no question about it. He brought, as American Airlines CEO Doug Parker said, freedom of travel to hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. And he was unmatched in his style, the way you took care of customers and shareholders, the people that worked for him, that whole thing. And one of the things he talked about that he enjoyed about life, by the way, which had nothing to do with running the airline, I heard an interview with him where he talked about Wild Turkey bourbon. And he said that he smoked for most of his life, and he didn't stop no matter what. And he liked cheese crackers for breakfast. Somewhere upstairs, there is bourbon with his name on it. But God rest his soul, what a revolutionary guy. And what he did for so many people, especially the people who worked for him, and then especially the people who were able to afford to fly because of him, huge. So Herb Kelleher, founder of Southwest Airlines, dead at the age of 87. No truth to the rumor that Nancy Pelosi wanting to be Speaker of the House was dead upon arrival. That did not happen. However, there were a lot of Democrats that jumped off the Pelosi train. So 15 Democrats. There was initially this huge rebellion about Pelosi being Speaker again with the Democrats taking over the majority in the House. But the House formally elected her Thursday to lead the new Congress. The vote was 220-192 over Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who is now a minority leader. So Democrats gained 40 seats in November elections, and that gave them their biggest electoral gains in four decades, and followed 8 years where they were in the minority. So now they have that commanding edge in one of the chambers of Congress. We get our math, we understand it, boom. Pelosi's 78 years old. People were criticizing that, the fresh face, that whole thing. And the whole idea is she used one-on-one meetings, she promised assignments and priorities and lobbying and all that kind of stuff, and she also promised she wouldn't serve more than four additional years as Speaker. So that's it. These are her 4 years, and she's out. The president said he looks forward to working with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. He made that gesture earlier in the day on Thursday after that happened when he was speaking at the White House. So how about that? It's interesting with the opposition. Ohio Republican Congressman John Boehner, if you remember, was elected Speaker in 2015 with 25 Republicans voting for other candidates. That was pretty much the high water mark of any Speaker's own party all the way back to World War I. But it shows that there certainly people can jump off, and that's exactly what happened to her with some of the people who did not back her. But now it's history. We move on, and we see what happens with this whole wall deal and whether or not we're going to get government in action again, or we're going to just see it's going to be a couple of weeks of nope, nope, try again, nope, nope, nope. And I really do think that's what we're going to see. It's not surprising because the president said, listen, I said I wanted this wall. This is what we need. He compared it the other day to the Vatican. The Vatican has a giant wall. They're fine. All these other countries have a wall. I mean, a little stretch on the Vatican thing, but whatever. You know, this shutdown without the border deal is I don't know. Is it going to change or not? Listen, I have some friends on the Hill. I've talked to them. It doesn't seem like anyone's budging. This is not a fantasy. Whatever you're hearing anytime during the day listening to any talk radio or anything on the tube anywhere or anything you're reading, it's pretty true. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. This is the buzz in the backyard. If you, in fact, have a government job, no matter what you're hearing, it is disconcerting, right? Because maybe you're waiting for a paycheck. Not everybody's in that situation, but there are certainly people who are in that situation. Now, you did have a Republican senator, the Republican senator from Colorado, Cory Gardner, who is really going to face a tough re-election in 2020, let's face it, but he says Congress should reopen the doors to the federal government, even without that deal on the whole border wall thing. He's the first Senate Republican to call for an end to the partial shutdown, even without a deal on the demand for the $5 billion to fund the border wall. He says, I think we should pass a continuing resolution, but there's not a CR. There's no CR to be found. They don't exist. They fell on the floor and someone swept them up who was getting paid because there's no continuing resolution. I don't see it. I don't see it anytime soon at all. This means weeks. It means could we go through, I don't know, could we go through January? Or does the government open in a few weeks? Remember, the Senate passed a stopgap measure to keep the government open until February 8th. And it kept funding for the border fencing, because they didn't say wall, fencing, flat at the 2018 level. So that's not flying. I would say anybody who was planning any kind of a trip where they were going to check out one of the national parks, you're out of luck. You need to reschedule that. Luckily, in a sense, this is happening in the winter, which is always when this goes on, because we're talking about funding and budgets, and of course that's when that's going to happen, but there's not a lot of vacations like those nice weather vacations where people traditionally, I'll say traditionally because that's not true all the way across the board, visit some of the national parks that have had to be shut down, because that for one is one of the things that has happened. In the midst of all this, there is a big push to see who is going to run on the Democratic side against Trump when he runs in 2020. And that campaign's already underway for the president for the reelection. It's, you know, when he's off talking, there's bumper stickers. There's all kinds of things going on with 2020. And Elizabeth Warren threw in her name. I think she has a snowball's chance, and you know what, to win after releasing especially a rambling video a couple of days ago. I do not see it. Don't see it. Hey, we're headed to the man cave next. We're not even talking politics there. See ya.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
So I guess we're going to the man cave because we're not going to solve this crisis over the wall, dirty trash around Washington, D.C.'s monuments, and the House passing bills to reopen the federal government that the president says he's vetoing. But it's a brand new day, and Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House again. Don't know if she's a sports fan. I do have some friends in Congress who are huge sports fans, and they want to know what's up with Wild Card Weekend and what else is going on, like with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I will oblige, as they do, listen to the show. How about that? And you can always catch it on TuneIn Radio. I know some people have written me and told me that's what they do. They've sent me emails because you work crazy hours. Sometimes you are listening live. Sometimes you're catching us in replay, which is cool. So if you go to TuneIn Radio, you miss something, you want to hear it, you missed an interview, that is the place to go. And GCN loads them all up there. Our pal George, who's awesome, who is the, he's more than the head engineer, he's the everything at the mothership. Make sure that gets done so you can always hear everything, and it's great. And I'm glad to hear from all of you, and that's a good way to do it, or else you can also stream at GCNlive.com. So, Let's talk about the Pro Football Hall of Fame 15 finalists for 2019's class. Who are they? Tony Gonzalez is one of them. You catch him on the Fox Network. So super, super tight end. Safety Ed Reed, corner Champ Bailey. I covered Champ Bailey. They were all finalists in their first year of eligibility. Coach Jimmy Johnson and wideout Hines Ward were among the notable semifinalists who didn't advance to the next stage. So how about that? But the full class of finalists, and they don't announce this until the Super Bowl. Like, they go to the Super Bowl, and then they tell you who got in. So Steve Atwater, safety with the Broncos, he's also on the list. He also played with the Jets. I mentioned Champ Bailey. He played for the Bronx and the Redskins. Tony Baselli, tackle for Jacksonville. Boy, tough as nails. He's on the list. I bet he gets in. Isaac Bruce, wideout for the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Don Coryell, who is the coach, was the coach for the Cardinals and the Chargers. Also, Tom Flores makes the list. Coach, boy, I've talked to Tom a ton of times. He's an analyst now on the Raiders Network, and he was a coach with the Raiders for a long time, and then the Seattle Seahawks. I mentioned Gonzalez, all the years with Kansas City, and then a few years with the Atlanta Falcons. Steve Hutchinson, a guard for the Seahawks. Edrin James, longtime running back for the Colts and the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Ty Law, corner for the Patriots, Jets, Kansas City Chiefs, Broncos. John Lynch, also on the list. I'm out of breath. You get the idea here. Ed Reed, Richard Seymour for the Patriots, Raiders. Ed Reed, I mentioned him before. Ravens, Texans, Jets. How about that? Kevin Mawe, also center for the Seahawks, Jets, Titans. Who gets in? That is the curious thing. And you know what? We won't up until it comes to the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl, that whole week of what they do, the taste of the NFL, and all the things that happen during the week. As I've been to many Super Bowls, so I can tell you about that, especially from the media side. And then they'll have a day where they announce who gets in, and it's actually pretty cool. As for the wild card games, you know, it just comes down to, it's interesting looking at people I respect who have covered the game for a long time, and they exclusively cover the game, who they're picking to win these, you know, matchups. So on wild card weekend, you have the Colts, who narrowly get in, but that's huge because they turned their season around. So good for Frank Reich, who's the coach of the Colts, and Andrew Luck, who hadn't played in a while. And I'm looking across the board at some of the guys I know that have covered the NFL in a long time, and you only have a couple that are picking the Texans and Deshaun Watson. This is in Houston. I'm going to poo-poo that. I'm going to say I agree with Jared Bell, who you can catch his stuff at USA Today. I think the Texans win it. I don't think the Colts win it, although I have a lot of friends that are Colts fans, and I know they'd be jacked if that happened. Then the Seahawks are at the Cowboys, and so many people are picking the Seahawks, not picking the Cowboys. The Cowboys, who, you know, turned their season around after pathetic efforts. And, you know, I think this game is going to be close. We did our Nail the Score game. Pete chimed in. Sharon chimed in. Jody chimed in through the miracle of the internet, Al Gore's internet. Macchio chimed in. Paul chimed in. It was a bunch of people, probably six or seven people. So it was a light week, but six or seven people chimed in. And they all mostly, it was kind of a mixed bag, mostly Seattle. So we'll see. I'm thinking the Cowboy fans better be loud and proud if they're going to help them out there. Then you have the Chargers at the Ravens, and this is kind of a split deal because you got to think about characters on the field, right? So if I'm doing the X's and O's, by the way, here for you on this man cave, because this is what we'd be talking about in the man cave. Who do you think's going to win? Who's going to cover the spread? What do you think happens? I think when I look at the Chargers and the Ravens, boy, Melvin Gordon, he's like the Flash. And if he can tear it up and get through that Baltimore defense, it could be a very long day for the Ravens. But you know what? Lamar Jackson has ignited them as the young rookie quarterback for Baltimore. And I wouldn't count this as any kind of a walk in the park. And then, of course, you have the Eagles at the Bears. And you think about this game, and you look at the Bears and what they've done, and what a cool season it's been for them, and how the Eagles only got in because they beat Washington, and then the Bears did them a favor by beating the Vikings. And this is in Chicago, which I think that doesn't have any bearing on it except for the home crowd. But this is also going to be, I think it's going to be a nail-biter kind of game, and it could really go either way. It depends on the quarterback for the Eagles. What are we going to see from Philly? You know, Nick Foles, who had a little bit of chest problems in the last game, now in for Carson Wentz. Who's injured? What is he going to look like? Are we going to see, it's the obvious deal, are we going to see turnovers or, you know, fumbles and interceptions, that kind of thing? The game will turn on that, but of course all these games fall into that same category. So while some of these teams are talking about wild card weekend and others are getting a breather, like the Patriots, for example, because they have those bye weeks, like the Kansas City Chiefs, like the New Orleans Saints, you know, Patriots getting the breath, having the day off. It's so interesting because you have other teams that are talking about head coaches and who's going to be their next head coach because so many coaches were dumped. It's a revolving door. When or else? Especially if you have a couple of years. Because with the money that's on the line, etc., the patience level is just lousy, right? And sometimes it should be. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with some of those gigs in the off season, who moves where. And, you know, there are 8 possible openings in the league. One of the biggest gets will probably be Mike McCarthy because he was fired by the Packers in early December, but he had such a winning record in the 13 seasons there. He's in demand. He knows it. I think the Jets want him. I think the Browns want him. I think the Cardinals want him. Pick a team. Then I think if you go to the younger guys, Adam Gase is only 40. He'll be in demand. He was fired by the Dolphins after 3 seasons, but he did pull them back into the playoffs. But then he had back-to-back losing seasons. He had problems with the quarterback situation. I think this was part of the problem, but he was successful in his days with Peyton Manning in Denver and Jay Cutler in Chicago. He'll be considered. There's no doubt about that. Bruce Arians, he is awesome. Loved Bruce Arians when he was the head coach of the Cardinals. Finally got his chance after getting rocked by Pittsburgh. So he retired after the 2017 season, was in the broadcast booth. But you know what? I don't know. I think if somebody could lure him in, perhaps he would do it. I think he would listen. But where would that job be? The Browns, you know, job? Supposedly there's rumors about Tampa Bay wanting to talk to him. He'd be a good fit for Tampa Bay. This is something else we'd be talking about. Who do you think should coach him next? Right? Do you want a player's coach or do you want somebody who isn't a player's coach? Do you want somebody younger? Do you want somebody who has massive experience? I think it depends on who's on the team. Could have success with either. The other thing we were for sure be talking about would be the fight. Do you like the fights? There's this all-access Pacquiao versus Bronner 3-part series that started on Showtime. And a lot of people are watching that. Manny Pacquiao, man, when you talk about pay-per-view, his fights drew huge, just like Floyd Mayweather. Also, big draw And hey, they're no stranger because the two of them fought. So they had some of the biggest draws of all times when it comes to plunking down the cash to watch. On the flip side, we're going to the movies next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand the difference.
We're heading to the movies. But if you're a streamer and you have Netflix, we got a movie review for you that we're going to throw in for free. And that would be Bird Box. Sandra Bullock is the star of that movie. Andy and I both watched it. Andy, what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what do you give it?
I'd say like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'd say like an 8. I thought it was good. Was it what you expected?
I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be a zombie movie, and it kind of was, but it was more interesting than a zombie movie.
It was more interesting. And now there is this thing where people are doing a Bird Box challenge, and we won't give away everything about it, but they're blindfolding themselves and doing, you know, crazy things in some cases, or just trying to see if they can walk around. It could be dangerous. Netflix is telling people, please don't do this. Please don't take the Bird Box challenge. But we, like I said, we don't want to give it away, but the elements of it are, I think it's fascinating. I do. I like it. And the whole idea is, you got to stay blindfolded, because let's just say you don't want to see the creature, because if you see the creature, you'll go crazy. Have I whetted your appetite? Perhaps. If you do have Netflix, it's worth trying Bird Box because I definitely liked it. I've been to escape rooms, but this is a little bit different. This is an actual movie called Escape Room, and that's where we're going to start. Check it out.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. And they all look just the same.
You want to control your life, but life isn't a science experiment. You can't contain your world forever. Try doing one thing that scares you over break, okay?
Yeah. This serves as an entry voucher.
For Minos escape rooms.
Be the first to escape our most immersive room yet.
And win $1 million.
So, when does the game start?
I think this is the escape room.
We should look for clues.
What are we looking for here?
Anything that looks like a puzzle or a code. It looks like an oven dial.
That looks real.
I'm warming up in here.
Excuse me. We'd like our hit now, please.
Well, that's creepy as hell.
Is it getting hotter?
How do we get out of here?
They're made 451. Got it.
About immersive.
What's wrong with you? That was real.
Dumb question. Are we outside?
As soon as we get this figured out, as soon as we get the hell out of here.
Who would do this?
They know every move that we're making.
They knew everything about us.
This is my hospital bed.
Me too. They made these rooms for us.
Have you ever seen things that weren't there before?
I am not a bachelor.
Surviving is a choice.
Yep. I want
you
to let me out of here. That's why they chose us. And they all look just the same.
All right, so Little Boxes, you might remember that from Weeds, the television series that really took off. I want to say that was a Netflix dealio, too. Anyway, Escape Room, PG-13, 1 hour, 40 minutes. That means you're in there for two in a different kind of box. Six strangers visit a mysterious building, and then all of a sudden they're in an escape room, but they are locked in, so they got to find their way out. Yikes, sounds scary. It sounds like it could be a job for detectives, maybe two of them. Holmes and Watson is our next movie.
Help! Fire! Call the fire! Fire!
Your Majesty, may I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. John Watson.
I love you.
Watson!
Oh!
Whew. What a look in her eyes.
She is.
Sherlock Holmes. His methods are ingenious.
Right there.
He's a master of disguise.
What have you done with Sherlock? Why, Watson?
I never left. Amazing. And his mind is brilliant.
Angle of approach. Compensate for warp and flaw. Termination of this detail.
Well done, Holmes.
Oh, my God! What's in that stop enemy?
A murder in Buckingham Palace. Solve this case in 4 days or I will kill the Queen. Signed, Professor James Moriarty.
Come, Watson.
Shall we begin the autopsy?
Dr. Gray's heart.
A woman doctor? Impossible. Fortunately, we have a real doctor here. Would you like some heroin?
I have 2 days left to live. So this is...
Her Majesty, would you mind if we had a picture together?
Watson, who's going to take the photograph?
I will take it. You see, it's sort of a self-photograph. He's a real fan. I swear, I never do this.
Hey, girl!
Hey, girl!
All right, so you get it. It's Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly. When these two team up, it's pretty funny. Detective Holmes and Dr. John Watson, they're investigating a murder at Buckingham Palace. PG-13, adventure, 1 hour, 30 minutes, and it hasn't gotten great reviews. But I don't know, if you're into that kind of thing, these guys are pretty funny. And finally, if you're not into Holmes and Watson, maybe you're a J-Lo fan. She's back on the big screen with this little gem called Second Act.
Every manager at our company has a college degree.
The only thing stopping you is you.
Do you ever look at your life and wonder how you got there? If you made different choices, would you be happy?
Arthur got his MBA from Duke. He's the best man for the job.
No, sir. I am. I just wish we lived in a world where street smarts equal book smarts.
School.
Both the educated people in their fancy houses who name their kids after fruit and climb Kilimanjaro.
Somebody called for you. Something about a job interview?
Oh, my God, Franklin and Clark?
Your resume interests me. Wharton Business School.
I'm sorry, what?
And, of course, you have got to see her Facebook page.
My Facebook page? Obama?
I gave you a completely new identity. You said you wanted to be fancy, so I just, like, Cinderella'd your ass.
Well, I got you in the door.
But you got the job, baby.
Who's the champ? Let's go. Who's the champ?
I'm the champ?
You're the champ. Get, come on.
It's not easy getting a job for a woman your age.
Watch me.
I'm gonna be your hero. Try to save the day.
Okay. You need to wear anything other than that. You look like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow, this is my office?
They gave you an apartment and credit cards?
I'm going to take these off your hands.
Don't you dare.
And I'm going to take these coasters.
You're going to come clean, right?
I can do this.
It's not Maya Vargas. These are my friends from Norton.
Warren.
We get some time in the Peace Corps together.
We save whales.
Don't confuse this Facebook thing with who you really are.
I really admire you. You're kind of who I want to be when I grow up.
You were always good enough. You're the only one that ever doubted.
We're looking at a new Chinese distributor. The only employee we have who speaks Mandarin. Me?
I got an idea.
Okay.
All right, so you get the deal. J-Lo, Second Act, she dupes them. Doesn't have the big degree, but has the street smarts, as she says. If you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com. Enjoy if you go and see something. See ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.